on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Hey, thanks for tuning in. And on the 4th of July, in this hour, we will be absent, but there'll be programming for you. We've got a great 4th of July special from Jerry Stewart, who, you know, actually, if you've tuned in before on a holiday, like if Christmas falls on a weekday or, of course, on Memorial Day Monday, there's holidays throughout the year when we're not doing ABQ Connect. We typically fill in with these specials from Jerry Stewart, and they're patriotic, they're Christian, and it's something that you don't want to miss. So if on the holiday, you know, like, hey, let's tune in and see if Ryman's there. Well, afraid not. But we will have some great programming for you. The first segment today spent time with John Sondager, a local businessman who for 8 years now has been part of Bible Mission Global as the executive director here in the United States. If you missed that website, it's BibleMissionGlobal.org. And this segment, before I get to that, let me tease what's coming up. We're going to catch up with Francesca from Sheology and let you know what they have on the radar for you ladies. Don't want to miss that. Some things just around the corner we do not want you to be unaware of. So welcome Ted Gonzalez into studio with Power of Five. Ted, thank you so much for what you and so many of the people at New Beginnings, thanks to Pastor Mansfield and Pastor Chris Cleveland for the hard work that's being done. We are happy to come alongside any way we can to see the gospel furthered and lives changed. And that's happening.
Well, Steve, let me tell you, you know, your radio station, your program, I mean, it is at the top of the field. I know John and I know Francesca, and they are phenomenal people, and I hadn't seen them for a while, so it was great to fellowship, even if it was for a minute or so. You've got the top people. Now, as for me, you're going to be absent one day. People claim that I'm absent-minded every day, you know, so I got to deal with that.
Oh, but, you've been doing good work for a long time in this community. We appreciate it. Actually, not only you, Ted, but your whole family, who's done work in radio and TV in New Mexico for so long. Now at Power of Five. Now, for those unfamiliar, Ted, let's not assume those tuning in heard us talk about it before.
Yes.
Just kind of a general idea of what Power of Five is.
And thank you for having us back again. It is such a blessing to be with you every time we're here. So Power of Five is a collaboration of partnerships, organizations that have been partnering together under the umbrella of New Beginnings Church with Pastor Richard and Cindy Mansfield. And as you know, they've been pastoring in Albuquerque for over 40 years. And from the beginning, they were working with people with homelessness and hunger, mental illness. So the five ministries that work under that umbrella, we decided to form a collaboration, call ourselves the Power of Five, for the purpose of being more effective and work, and with a focus to work together. You know, a lot of ministries under the umbrella of one church are focused to do what they're called to do, and that's absolutely what you need to do. But if you collaborate, and in this case, you know, you have God's Warehouse, one of the ministries, feeding the homeless, ministering to them, serving 300 meals a day. Pastor Chuck had gone there for years. You have Frontline Resurrection that focuses on women and been doing it for a few years now. You have God's Warehouse with Pastor Chris Cleveland and Sonia Cleveland, and they're working with addictions, mental illness, trying to develop careers. And then, of course, Crossroads Integrative Health and Recovery Solutions. Katie Webb has been in the counseling business for years, and she formed this organization back in 2018, Steve. And right now, there's over 110 professional employees in five cities. And what's great about Crossroads working with all the other organizations, you know, you can help somebody with an addiction, you can have somebody come to Jesus, and there's still other problems. a majority of the time, there's mental issues. Yeah. So they're providing the behavioral health necessary, from counseling to anger management to individual and group therapy to ministering administering drugs that are necessary to sometimes for someone to be able to come off of heroin, that type of
thing. And you know, long story short, when it comes to Power Five, what you're talking about is these five organizations coming together, much like, you know, we see the Lord describing the body of Christ.
Amen.
You know, where some are hands, some are feet, somewhere in between.
Well, and another purpose, Steve, is not only to be more effective and work together, but to also, with purpose, try to tell people about not only what we're doing, but what else is available in our state. So our first quarterly magazine that we came out with features Bernalillo County in the Faces of Recovery, a program that they have been doing. And I don't know that, you know, everyone knows about this program. So we are really trying to get out there. And every quarter we're going to feature a different organization besides telling about the five organizations.
Now, remind me when this first issue came out.
This first issue came out towards the beginning of the year.
Okay.
And we got some wonderful sponsors in here. We have some wonderful stories about people that, you know, we got one gentleman that went through under his construction. He is now a pastor in Michigan, started with a congregation of 50, is now at 300, recently purchased a home and has established his own drug recovery system. This is a guy that was on fentanyl.
Yeah.
And the Lord delivered him, but he went through the 12-month program at Under's Construction, and it's a blessing. And you know, the thing about it is, Stephen, you know this. Even if they complete 12 months, that doesn't guarantee anyone that they're not going to relapse. And they can graduate and relapse. Well, we all have relapse problems, you know. And fortunately, we get saved, we're with the Lord, and sometimes we fall.
Yeah.
But we've got to get up, and He is a restorer. I love in the Old Testament where it says, He restores what the locusts have eaten.
Right.
And oh my God, if the locusts have eaten away your mind, your body, the hope that you had when God created you, well, God will just create you better.
Ted, let's reach out to someone who's listening and hearing about these programs that are set up for at-risk men and women, the various ones that we've mentioned.
Okay.
And, you know, and as an encouragement, He can restore what the locusts have eaten.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I've often heard the illustration, look, you often hear these stories. Yeah, I grew up in the church, I made a commitment to Christ, and I fell in this area, and it just seems like I'm so far away from God. No matter how many steps you've taken away, it's only one step back to the foot of the cross.
Amen.
Short journey back to the foot of the cross. But for those who are like, okay, well, where can I get this assistance? What would you encourage them to do?
Well, there's a number of things they can do. They can Google underhisconstruction.org. That's our website. They can also do the same thing with Crossroads. They can Google Frontline Resurrection, God's Warehouse.
But there's people and staff and volunteers that are just waiting to hear from you to lift you up and help be a part of that restoration process with you through discipleship and actually under His Construction, we didn't talk much about. We assume, again, people know exactly what it is.
Yeah.
But here's a program that teaches life skills while discipling and having accountability.
Amen.
And really preparing people to go back into a restored life where they can be an active part in the in working in various trade skills that are taught through Under His Construction. So a lot of things happening. And listen, with the time we have left, I want to make sure we cover some of the things that you came here for. You have a 10th annual event coming up on August 10th.
That's right.
Tell us about that.
Okay, that is, again, God's Warehouse, one of the Power of Five organizations. They call it Unity in the Community. It's going to take place at 8098 Marquette Avenue Northeast. It'll go from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. They're going to have free food, music, face painting, haircuts, prizes, people fellowshipping, discipling with people. It's their 10th annual. And by the way, I don't want people to forget that tomorrow we have the drawing for our 8-night cruise to Hawaii that we've been raffling off to raise money for the Power of Five. And they are $50 a ticket. You can still purchase that. And I tell people, you know what? There might be one person that gets the cruise, but there are all the others that bought a raffle ticket that are winners because they are coming alongside of the ministries to help provide the resources that ministries need. And we absolutely need that. And, you know, we can be self-sustaining just the way we're set up. We have partners like with the Albuquerque Isotopes, Tres Nietas Presbyterian, you know, some great business partners. But the fact of the matter is, if you're going to grow and you're going to expand, and by the way, we're getting ready to open up a new home for approximately 14 women in Las Vegas, New Mexico. You need new resources coming in. So, and that's the story with every ministry, whether you're a nonprofit organization, you're a church, you need to continue to have that resources. And if it's not the resources, it's the people getting in there and helping that pastor or that ministry leader and stepping up to the plate and saying, hey, rather than saying, I think we should have a new a new ministry, Pastor. What do you think about that? Well, Pastor, I think the correct answer is that's a great idea. Why don't you go ahead and start it?
Yeah, and I will tell you this, in at least where I've been a member for years, you know, I hear Pastor Skip, tell stories like that, and he heard it from his pastor, Chuck Smith. Amen. You know, if there's an idea you have, God may be stirring your heart to be a part of starting a new ministry or coming alongside
ministries
like Power Five and some of the work that's being done there. If no other thing, again, like I mentioned in our first segment with Bible Mission Global, not everyone can give financially. Hopefully you can. Pray about it. But you can pray, and you can provide words of encouragement to those that are in the ministry. And quick illustration for how powerful. Well, I mean, just look at Barnabas in the New Testament.
Good example.
An illustration from nature. You see flying geese, the V, mm-hmm. flying through the air. Mm-hmm. And, many people know that, you know, they take turns leading and being the head to take on, you know, the windbreak.
Right.
But you notice when they always fly overhead, they're always squawking, right?
Mm-hmm.
You hear them when they fly by.
Right.
And I don't know whether you can look it up, okay? But what I've been taught and told is scientifically they've discovered that squawking is they're encouraging each other to good work.
Wow.
Let's go, let's go, let's go.
Hey, we all need that squawking then.
Yeah, right?
So that's awesome.
So pray about your place here financially. Pray about your place here prayerfully. Where you can be praying for the various or the five ministries under Power Five, go to one or all of these ministries and shoot off an email with a letter of encouragement. Maybe where you've seen something happen through that ministry and you've seen lives changed. Those that are doing the work, it presses them on towards more good work.
So. It sure does. And, you know, Steve, the other thing is, if you've got some free time during the week, how about being a volunteer? You know, when you're serving 300 meals a day at God's Warehouse, you can only imagine preparing the meals, getting the food in, distributing the meals, and then they're just not just feeding, but they're also sharing the gospel. So you can just come along over at God's Warehouse, witness to someone, sit down with somebody, just... You know, that is very effective.
Yeah. Well, listen.
And a blessing.
Ted Gonzalez has been our guest with Power of Five, and we would encourage you to actually be listening. We'll be sharing between now and August 10th the details about that 10th anniversary celebration. It'll be 10 to 4 on Saturday the 10th. Now, Is that at God's Warehouse? I'll get the details.
It's 8098 Marquette. No, okay. It's not.
Okay.
And I think it's a park out there that they've used. Lowriders are going to be there. Beautiful, beautiful lowriders that we've got in this community.
It's a lot of work put into that.
It is. And, you know, a free haircut, food, a face painting. It's a day for the entire family. If you know somebody that needs one of those services, bring them on out.
Nice. Ted, thanks. Don't be a stranger. Let's get you guys back in.
Well, people say I'm very strange, Steve, but I'll try not to be a stranger, particularly for you. I love you with the Lord, brother, and I love Calvary. And you know that back at KCHF Channel 11, our claim to fame is that Skip's program has been on forever, bro. Yeah. So it's, you know, we have a special love for Calvary.
Yeah, well, we love you guys, too.
Thank you.
Stay with us. Francesca with Geology coming in. Ladies, something on the way you do not want to miss. We'll get to that after the break on KLYT.